see it real. I'm the president.
I wrote the bill.
Ain't got nobody to open your store. How about you just pay them more?
Who is WFODICKS?
Wheelbarrow full of dicks. You don't know those guys?
Well, I wasn't going to say it. I wanted you to say it.
I get super jealous of Wheelbarrow full of dicks.
Dude, shout out to a wheelbarrow full of dicks.
I listen to the show every day.
WFO dicks. That does sound suggestive.
WFOD starts now.
Good if I turn those up, huh?
Yeah.
Guys, hello and welcome to this thing we call the Dub Fod. My name is Mike. I'm joined, of course, by my good friend, Mr. Drunkard STL.
How are things?
Oh, they're so great, Drunk. They're so great. And guys, via Skype, the king of pranks, the albino alligator, popcorn bitch, Coach T, Jaguar Impressive, Travi P Pants, the man o' spice, Mr. Travis Hulse is here, everyone.
It's me, I am here.
Phone number to contact the show is 636-487-HAND or WFOD show on Skype. Travis, buddy, there's a lot that we need to talk about tonight.
So much.
I don't know if you saw, but good friend of the show, John McAfee, died.
Yes, tragedy for sure.
But, Travis, we got to talk about these fucking almonds, man.
Almonds?
Travis, you see the shit about the almonds?
No.
Okay.
What's wrong with almonds?
So, California. Motherfuckers.
They got no water.
They got no water. They ain't never got no goddamn water, and they're always catching on fire, Travis. And so, the goddamn almonds, did you know California produces 80% of the world's almonds?
I didn't know that.
They got to be good for something.
But they put all the almond trees like in the desert. And they're and so like the last time we had this goddamn drought, motherfucker, all the almond people were like, "Yeah, I know that you're telling, you know, all the people like if it's yellow, let it mellow." But I mean, like, we're going to get our water, right? And California was like, oh, yeah, for sure. The almond people are paying California like a shitload, like the state, a shitload of money to like bring them water.
Give us the water and you can have whatever's left.
But that's not it, Travis, because they also take all the bees. You know how you keep hearing about the goddamn bees.
It's an extinction level event.
All the goddamn bees, Travis. I got a clip of this. This is about the bees, Travis.
Each February, beekeepers from all over the U.S. send 2 million beehives to pollinate the almond orchards. This is the largest operation of its kind in the world.
And this supply comes from all over the United States, Florida, Maine, the East Coast, Texas.
So they're going around and they're kidnapping all the goddamn bees, Travis. And they're bringing them all here to fucks with the almonds.
The diseases get spread around from hive to hive because there's a lot of different beekeepers in the same grove. And so if there's any bee disease, it's likely to be spread in the almond groves.
So the bees are...
What does...
We're taking all the water. We're taking all the bees, and it's all going to the goddamn almonds.
Bees do get cross-shipped across the United States, though, depending on what time of the year it is. I know some of the largest beekeepers here in Wisconsin who produce a large amount of honey. Obviously, those bees aren't going to be doing anything over the winter months. So a lot of times these large bee farms will ship their bees across the country for a different season. You know, they essentially rent them out and then they get shipped back for honey season.
You know, I never really thought about that. So even here in St. Louis, where it snows a lot, the bees will probably die come wintertime, right?
They'll hibernate. You'll get a bunch of the hive will die off, but the queen, typically, as long as you can keep her alive, it's fine. So if you're a small beekeeper operation, you obviously probably don't have enough bees to ship to say the almond farms. So you can keep them alive over the winter. It's just that they're not doing anything. It's just that the larger bee colonies will take all of their bees and they will ship them cross country to, you know, to make some money in the off season.
So then we kidnap all the bees. We take them all to California. And then, like, do we still have bees? Or are they all getting kidnapped?
I got to say, nothing better than
local honey. How do bees work?
Well, you have bees, queen bees, and some, they create colonies. Workers protect the queen. And the workers pretty much do all of the work. And the queen just churns out more bees. Every colony is going to lose a certain amount of bees every year over a course of time, but as long as the queen is protected, you're good to go.
Does she shit out more bees?
Yeah, she just continually shits out the bees. That's why they
want bees. She's the only one that shits out the bees.
Yeah, and she's constantly shitting out bees, so that's why the rest of the workers, the drone bees, are so apt to protect her to make sure that more bees keep getting shit out.
So what the almond people need to do is they need to like make like an Alexa bee. You know what I'm saying? They need to make fake bees because they keep taking all the bees to do the bee shit. But like, just make something that does the bee shit.
Birds do the bee shit too.
No, the birds and the bees are separate.
Birds do the bee shit, but the bees are much more productive at it. They have the operation streamlined.
But like hummingbirds are like almost as good as bees, right?
Do hummingbirds do bee shit?
Oh yeah.
And put fucking almond trees other places. I'm solving shit, Travis. Dig them up
out of the desert.
Yeah.
And plant them in like the Pacific Northwest or something.
Pick a better goddamn place to do your bee shit.
Well, pick a better place to do your almond shit too, though, right?
Did I say bee shit?
Yeah.
Meant almond shit. Bee shit, almond shit, all the same shit. Stop it.
You would think there'd be a more productive place than the desert.
Yeah. And California, they don't have enough water to go around. So quit taking their water and do it somewhere else.
Well,
there are other deserts that don't have the water problems that California consistently has, right? Well, like, you don't hear about Arizona constantly running out of water.
Well, Arizona doesn't have 53 million people like California does.
So move some almond trees over there. And quit taking all the bees. Figure something else out, you fuckers. And of course, Travis, PETA, they had to stick their nose into the whole almond thing. I have a PETA clip for you.
Oh.
This is PETA.
You may have heard that it takes 1 gallon of water to grow one almond. And that sounds like a lot. Until you realize that it takes 53 gallons of water to produce one egg. While producing one glass of milk requires 55 gallons. Getting that chicken breast to your plate took 175 gallons of water, while a hamburger patty requires 660 gallons. Oh, and if you want cheese with that, that's another 50 gallons for two slices. Why so much water? Because animals eat massive amounts of soy, corn, alfalfa, and grain, which need water to grow. And in the end, we get a fraction of the nutritional value back for the water used. So, how do we solve the water crisis? Is it by not eating this? Or by not eating this?
So only eat almonds is what PETA's saying.
I feel like those numbers are made up.
They didn't source anything. I can confirm that. There was no sources on there.
Where's your bibliography?
I like the way that they're going, and I have a follow-up for that. Here we go.
The average person is supposed to drink 2 liters of water a day. That's nearly 200 gallons per year. How do we solve the world's water problem? Is it spreading out the production of one stupid nut to adequately disperse demand for our resources? Or are you willing to just go jump in a volcano? That'll solve it, right, Drunk?
That'll solve it right there. So what you're saying is COVID didn't work.
COVID, what, to keep people in their houses so they don't do fossil fuels?
Or, no, just, you know, kill off enough people to make the planet healthy or
whatever. We'll figure it out. Fingers crossed, Drunk. We'll figure it out eventually. It seems like everybody has, like, the people's best interest in mind. And I think that, like, we'll figure it out together. Right?
Yeah.
You think the PETA people shit in holes? Because if they're really worried about that much water, every single one of them would remove the toilet from their home.
Travis, I don't know if you, speaking of water consumption, you know, the Olympics are coming up. And I think NBC does the
love
Olympics,
the Olympics.
Don't they?
Love the Olympics. Yes.
And NBC has already announced what the program is going to be that comes on after the closing ceremonies of the what their big program is going to be.
It's a new show or a show that's already aired?
A new show that they're premiering after the closing ceremonies of the Olympics. They're giving it a big push, Drunk.
Okay.
Are you ready for the name of this show?
Sure. Can I ask who's in it first?
It's hosted by Bobby Moynihan and Ron Funches.
So it's a game show.
It's a reality competition.
Reality competition. Is it a recycled reality competition?
It is not. The name of this program, Drunk, is Extreme Slip and Slide.
Okay. So it's basically like Wipeout.
Remember,
which I love Wipeout.
Remember
Wipeout's
slip and slide?
My shit.
You roll out a big thing of trash bags in your front yard, and you squirt water on it. So
well,
you slide.
My uncle has one every year for his fourth.
It's gonna be
fourth,
like
fourth
that.
July.
It's extreme.
He's got like one of those big old blow up slides, and you start on that, and then you end on like 7 tarps with soap on it, and it's a fun time. I mean,
sure.
Whatever's cheapest for these networks to shit out.
You know, I'm not going to talk bad about it because, you know, Laura and I have gotten into watching a Holy Moly.
I feel like USA just had something like this.
We've just really got into watching trash. We're just like the trashy.
Yeah, what was that show called? It had Mike the Miz on it.
I'll tell you what. I'll give you a preview of my pick of the week, Travis. Pick of the week is going to be the celebrity dating game. That is fucking trash, Travis, but it's so great.
You must tell me about this program. I am not aware of it.
Okay, Travis, celebrity dating. You understand the dating game.
I know the dating
bad.
Game.
Oh,
yep.
It's called Cannonball.
But it's with celebrities, and it is hosted by Zooey Deschanel.
Zooey?
And Michael Bolton.
Oh, I did see. Yep.
And so Michael Bolton sits in a chair. Zooey Deschanel does all the work.
And
like
Michael Bolton just kind of sings every once in a while.
And she probably makes 50 cents on the dollar for what Michael Bolton's making. Am I right?
Probably, hey, yeah.
Michael Bolton is a fucking national treasure. Okay?
And at some point, Michael Bolton gets off his ass and like sings a song with hints in it about who the celebrity is. There's been 3 episodes so far, and 2 of them were just bachelors, you know, former contestants on The Bachelor.
Are these regular people trying to date these celebrities?
Yeah.
Yes.
Travis, it was so great. The one that was on last night, the celebrity was Taye Diggs. And
Man, remember when he used to be a movie star?
Star of stage and screen, Taye Diggs, Travis. There's 3 contestants. He picks one, and then they introduce him to the other 2 contestants. Travis, I pulled a clip of this. It's amazing. Taye Diggs had already fucked one of the three gals. Tell me I'm wrong. Listen to this clip when he's introduced to the gal he didn't pick.
Bachelor number one is an office manager and a philanthropist who loves being outdoors and says her daughter is her greatest accomplishment. Meet Ariel Caputo. Ariel Caputo.
That's hilarious. That is, oh my God.
How do you guys know each other?
It's a long story.
It's a long story, Travis.
Yes, it is. What's up?
We used to fuck.
You also didn't choose Bachelor number 3.
He definitely fucked that gal, right?
What network is this on?
It's on NBC.
The big one.
ABC, Travis.
The one that, NBC.
It's ABC.
You said if it's premiering after the Olympics, it's NBC.
No, the Extreme Slip and Slide.
Oh, gotcha.
Is on NBC. Gotcha. This is the celebrity dating game. I can see how you'd get confused, Drunk.
I'm sorry.
There's a lot going on right now. I saw somebody suggest on Twitter, and I thought this was a brilliant idea, Drunk, but what they said was like some of these Olympic events, they need to have just like a regular dude do it first so that you know how challenging it is. Some of the events look like you could probably do them, even though you probably can't.
So let me ask you this. Do you prefer the summer or the winter?
Probably the winter.
I also prefer the winter. And every year I feel like I could be ski jump guy. But I'm sure once I got up to that ski jump, I'd be like, nah.
Yeah, ski jumping, it doesn't look that hard. Like, you just kind of go up in the air, and then you land it. And right. It's like, okay, I could do that. So you just get a
you
guy.
You just put your arms out, and you're like, I got this. You carry all the wind behind you, put your face forward, and then you land.
Like, send me to, where is it at, Tokyo?
Yeah, this year.
And I'll do all the shit, and, like, bite ass going down the slalom.
Right.
And they'd be like, oh, well, yeah, he did really bad at this, so maybe this is hard.
I'd like to see you toss a hammer.
Yeah. Yeah, be like, okay, normal guy, he could throw the hammer like a couple feet. So if somebody can throw it super fucking far.
Right, now that's impressive.
That's impressive.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Whereas watching the hammer toss just like on regular TV is not very exciting.
Yeah, he threw a hammer. Who gives a shit?
Right. It's not even it's a ball and a chain. I don't know why they call it the hammer, but I love the Olympics though. So it's one of my favorite times every other year.
Travis, you like the Olympics?
No.
Well, I'm a sports guy, so it makes sense to why. Because you get a lot more diverse stuff that you don't normally get. Like the women's beach volleyball, hoo-wee. Nothing better.
You know, it's all impressive. Like, we were at someone's house this weekend, and they threw on the men's gymnastics, and watching those dudes on the rings is, like, unbelievable what they can do on those
Vince
things.
Vince Vaughn could hold it while having a cigarette in his mouth.
Yeah, exactly.
That's old.
I don't know. I have no interest.
I think in the Olympics now that they do like all of it. They do it on like USA, and I mean there's shit going on all the time, right?
There's usually about five channels dedicated. Yeah,
I think
yeah, it's all the NBC Universal channels:
CNBC, MSNBC.
Like, show me USA. Sports Center Olympics. You know,
but
just
now that they got the Peacock, almost everything is streaming on the Peacock.
Do you have that?
Not on Fire Stick, so I mean, I can't.
You know, they're dicking around with those. Some, like, HBO Max isn't on anything. Like, you got to stream that off your fucking phone. Like,
That's all on Roku. That's on the major ones now. HBO Max broke through. They're on Roku and Amazon. There are still a couple of holdouts, but, you know, you're going to have that.
So,
it's just like when the cable channels battle with the cable carriers, right? Like when Dish Network says, our AMC's making us get rid of them. You let AMC know how you feel that they're trying to fuck you guys over when it's like, probably
my
the cocksucking
TV
provider.
Now, Travis, it says, hey, we have a 24-hour Bob Ross channel. I don't give a shit.
Oh, the Pluto. I love Pluto.
I love Pluto.
Goddamn HBO Max on it so that I can click it. You fuckers.
There's such good trash on Pluto. Oh, it's amazing.
The Peacock's only on, you have to have like some sort of Apple device, like an Apple TV, or I think one of the like.
It's on Roku. We have the free version of the Peacock. I refuse to spend any money on it, but
you can get it on Roku now?
Yeah, the free version's on there.
I would spend the $5 a month on it. I mean,
to watch more Olympics.
Well, they got every wrestling pay per view on there too.
The problem with the Peacock wrestling? Though is yeah. that I think even if you spend the extra money, it's still ad supported.
Yeah, that's kind of a crock of shit, Travis. You pay for
that's
it,
what I thought. Like it's ads? If you're gonna pay for it, get the fucking ads off there.
Right? Can you pay more to get the ads off of it?
I believe.
No, Peacock is ads no matter what package you get.
Most fuckers.
There's ads with the free version, and the only thing that you get when you upgrade to the paid version is you get all the rest of the shows that they don't give you on the free. Like, when they brought The Office over there, you could only watch seasons one and seasons two.
On the free version, you can't watch any of the soccer or the wrestling.
Yeah, and there's none of their Peacock originals are available on the free version. But now that they've opened it up to The Office, you can watch like seasons 1 through 5, but you can't watch the rest of them. But even if you do upgrade, those shows still have commercials in them, which I find to be utter bullshit.
The WWE network was awesome. Whenever they moved to the Peacock. It won't let you pause. It won't let you rewind. It won't let you do none of that shit. That drives me up a fucking tree.
Trevor, sons of bitches.
You know how you work so that you can have your days off on the weekends, and so like you know your weekdays are kind of fucked, but then like you got a weekend and that's nice.
Mm-hmm.
What if like you could dedicate one evening, and I know already what you're going to say. You say, oh, well, you'll just turn it on and walk away. What if there's a way you could figure out to not do it? You could watch all of your ads like one night so that the rest of the week you watch your content in peace.
I don't mind ads. I think ads are funny personally. So
just have ad night.
Yeah, I can deal with the ads to not watch hours of that fucking commercial where that broad thinks that she's having a dinner party with this couple, but then it turns out that it's the kids and she hopes that dinosaurs like salmon, but the kid says she hates it. Like
where's the pizza?
It's bad enough when you have to watch that a couple of times in a show. If you just fucking pointed that at me for hours that I couldn't know, I will. When I'm watching an episode of Hoarders on Hulu and the ads come up, that's just an excuse for me to go take a piss or grab a snack or, you know, make a drink.
But you give me a Lily ad, I'm staying around and watching it.
I will stay for the Lily ads.
I don't think I know who Lily is.
The AT&T bro.
Oh, yeah. No, she's good.
Yeah, of course.
She's good.
Milana.
Yeah, she's from Uzbekistan.
Yeah, she is.
What?
Uzbekistan.
Oh, I didn't know that either.
Yeah.
Guys, I think what we should do, we should take a break. We'll regroup. And when we come back, talk about other stuff. You know what I'm saying, Travis?
So much to talk about.
Which country, their jail has the best food?
You know, most countries, if your family doesn't bring you food in jail, you starve. Guatemala is one of those, by the way. I was in a Guatemala prison for a month and a half. That was not fun. But better than the Dominican Republic. The best food, it has to be America, but it's the worst jail. Yeah. America's the worst fucking jails on the planet. They're sterile, they're boring. The best jails on the fucking planet are in Mexico. God damn.
Mexican jail is the best?
Oh, fuck, yes.
This is Strange Label. was born in it, molded by it. I didn't see the light until I was already a man. By then, it was nothing to me but bright.
Mr. Hardy, I'm a huge fan, but so often you're hard to understand. Legend, Lawless, Revenant, didn't understand any of it. Could you please use your real voice? Please use your real voice. We know it's an artistic choice. Yes, you clearly have range, but we couldn't understand you as Bane. So please, just use your real voice. It's an artistic choice. Yes, you clearly have range, but we couldn't understand you as Bane. So please use your real voice. Please just use your real voice.
WFOD!
Here's Drunk with a look at the weather.
Our obesity epidemic can be best described as a boiling pot of rice. It keeps getting hotter, and we keep getting softer and fatter. Destined to a life of struggle and no polar bears. Now back to the Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks internet radio program.
Your boy dog pees like your girl's dog.
Yeah, he kind of curtsies a little bit. He doesn't lift his leg.
No, he pees exactly like the girl dog does.
Yeah. No, she gets low. He just kind of like leans over. He pees like I do. Like I put my hands on the wall in front of me.
Both of them?
Yeah. And I just kind of like, I don't touch my penis. I just kind of like... get at a 45 degree angle so that my penis shoots it in the toilet.
Fair enough.
Yeah. Travis, you know, McAfee, he promised that he wouldn't kill himself. He said,
"Yeah, if he died, it was the government said they were going to kill himself."
But I guess, Travis, we're skeptical people, and. I tend to think that someone who says they're not going to kill themselves is exactly what a person who would kill themselves would say.
I just feel like there's no way, you know, he was such an eccentric figure for most of his life. And we're hot on the heels of Epstein and the memes that Epstein didn't kill himself. So he's been saying for quite a long time now that he was going to release names and tell everybody everything he knows. So, I mean, there's not, we're in such a conspiracy laden society right now that there's no possible way that this wouldn't have been a quote-unquote inside government job to silence McAfee rather than McAfee killing himself because he shot his neighbor and never paid taxes on a bajillion dollars.
I don't think they'd kill him for that, would they?
Yeah, you wouldn't think so. It would have to be that he was going to say, Hillary Clinton really did have children in the basement of the pizza place.
Yeah, but he's been saying that anyway, hasn't he?
Yeah, but he claimed that he had the proof, right? Like, he's got the names, he's got the data. That's what we're waiting for now, is that, he said that if he did die, all of the information would wind up in the hands of the people. And I think we're, a week off? And so far, no data, so...
They wouldn't release it, though, unless he sent it to us. Do you think that we would have the courage, Travis, to release the McAfee stuff?
Oh, why not? Nobody's going to believe a podcast called The Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks. why not?
So we would have the courage because we wouldn't believe that anybody would care anyway.
Yeah. Yeah. We're going to be like the lone gunman on the X-Files, right? We're too off the wall for anybody to take us seriously. So they're not good. I mean, we might see a guy smoking, chain smoking cigarettes in like a black sedan outside of our homes, but more than likely they'll just leave us alone because nobody's possibly going to take us seriously.
We'll be like, guys, we got some really good ideas about almonds, but don't listen to us because we're silly gooses.
We're definitely
what a bunch of silly motherfuckers. Yeah.
That's our problem, Travis. We want people to pay attention and think our ideas are good, but we also have a stupid name.
And we call targets asking if they have wavy lays.
They did have them though. In our defense, Travis, they had them in stock, and we found out.
They certainly did. It was almost like providing a service to the people.
Travis, to go on the theme of watching television, I was watching a nature documentary the other day, and I pulled a clip of it that I think you might like.
Tail slapping is a method dolphins often use to stun their prey, but it doesn't seem to work here. The fish are tantalizingly close.
Man, those dolphins, they are
pretty wild, right? Charles, buddy, did you see the thing? There's a sex toy company called Screaming O, the Screaming O Company. And one of their most popular items is a product called the Ring O. And the Ring O...
Is that something you put around your penis?
You put it around your dick and balls. And I think what does that do, Drew? Okay,
your cock and balls?
Yeah, actually, the one that I was looking at kind of had a thing. It was kind of like a toilet seat almost. Like it had a ring for your cock and a ring for your balls.
I was about to say another one that you just like kind of put on the tip of your penis,
and that keeps blood in it, right? So you could fuck longer.
No, it vibrates. So whenever you put it in,
isn't that what you do? You get a big hard boner, and then you hold it. Anyway, so they have a Ring-O, and it caught the attention of the other famous Ringo,
yeah,
Ringo Starr, who sued Screaming-O Company because apparently he has a trademark on the name Ringo. Which, how can you have a trademark on your name? I mean, there's probably other Ringos, right?
There's plenty of other Ringos.
I mean, like, Ringo can't go sue a baby.
Yeah, but...
Like, if I name my baby Ringo...
Right.
And that baby, like makes a music CD and says, hey, I'm Ringo Moore. Is Ringo Starr gonna sue My son?
No. I don't think he has the grounds for that, especially if it's his actual name.
But why can he sue Ringo the dick and balls?
Because that's a company, not a...
Does it have a dash between the ring
that's
and
what
the
I was going to say. I bet if they had to put a dash in between the G and the O.
I think it does. I'm pretty sure.
I don't know if he would have a ground to stand on.
I think it
yeah,
has a,
I would
a
think
dash,
so.
Travis. Ringo. Ring.
Oh, are you grabbing the packaging from the one that you bought?
Yep. I'm looking at it right now.
The ring. Oh, no. It's a...
It's got a... Uppercase O. R, lowercase ING, uppercase O.
If they would have dashed it, it would have been fine.
That's what I think.
But I mean, like, if you Google Ringo without sex toy, it's all Ringo Starr. Ringo Starr, Ringo Starr, Ringo Starr. I mean, he's got the market on Ringo, Travis, unless you know you're looking for sex toys.
I would like to see, this is slightly off topic. I would like to see the sales breakdown for male sex toys versus female sex toys. It almost seems like these companies shouldn't even be producing sex toys for men, because what guy is not coming, you know what I mean?
Yeah, but would
you're talking about like marital aids. You're not talking about like a fleshlights and things that
I was about to say. I know
yourself.
For a fact, fleshlights are running behind on production. They can't keep up.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Is that because you've been trying to order one for the last 6 months?
Yep, that's exactly it.
Is there a certain hole you have your eye on that is like back ordered?
No, they're just all back ordered.
Don't they like get famous ladies to model their business, and then like you can buy one that is a certain person's vagina.
Sure.
I wonder if there's one that's like not a very good seller. Or you think that there's probably some people that just aren't choosy. I wonder if when you Google something, you can hit the surprise me button.
Right.
Can you hit surprise me on the
fleshlight? I'm sure if it's not a hot seller, it's a cheaper variety. So they'll just price load high.
Do you think it's backordered because the demand is so high, or is it just like everything else where they can't find the fleshy material to make them?
I believe they only have 12 employees.
Ah, that's another thing.
Maybe they should hire
a couple more. Chain is completely fucked up right now, whether it's materials not being available or workers.
Right. And you know, with all the people that were in their house the whole time of COVID last year.
Yep.
They still haven't gotten their orders.
It sucks if you were looking forward to a special toy for your COVID lockdown and you never received it.
Yep.
I mean,
you just have to jerk off manually, I guess.
I guess. It's like buy a lot of tubs of sour cream.
But yeah, I don't know what the split would be as far as like, because, you know, the dolls and the fleshlights and the whatnot as opposed to all the vibrators and the other sex toys.
I would imagine that a good majority, especially in this country, of females, you know, ages probably 18 to at least 40 would probably own one helpful tool because... You know, I mean, let's face it, men are selfish lovers, myself included. And the amount of times that a lady probably achieves climax as opposed to a man is probably very, very, very minute in comparison.
Yeah, Travis, Ringo Starr is 80. He's 80 years old.
So you're saying we're close to losing another Beatle?
Hopefully. He's the worst one.
Hallelujah.
He told them, hey, you can do this Ringo shit, but you better put a space between the ring and the O. Otherwise, people are going to think that this was my idea.
See,
you know, if they wanted to capture that, they would just take however he signs his name and made that like the font for the Ringo.
Okay, here we go, Travis. You find another guy named Ringo. There's probably plenty. I mean, like, you know, when were the Beatles popular? The 60s?
60s and 70s, yep.
Okay, so people who were born in the 60s, they're getting up there in age to where they can consent to us making like a mold of their butthole and make a Ringo's butthole fleshlight. Put a picture of the guy on the front, dress him as close to Ringo Starr as you can, but just say, this is a different guy. Look, and his name's Ringo. And you sell Ringo's butthole fleshlights.
Oh, like a Rocky Rococo scenario, right? Where it always kind of looks like Ringo, but it's just different dudes named Ringo.
Yeah, we'll get different dudes named Ringo. We'll get plasters of their buttholes. And we'll make a series of butthole fleshlights. How do we get this material that they make the fleshlights with so that we can get into that market? If there's people who want these, and like the 12 people making fleshlights can't make them fast enough, we could make something. We'll make flesh Pringles, Travis. I got some Pringles cans that we can put some goop in, and you could fuck it.
Like the mini M&M's tubes?
Yeah. And so, like, you just get the thing that fits in the Pringles can, and then, like, you can just fill up the Pringles can, pull it out, throw away the Pringles can, get a new Pringles can.
That's a good idea. And I think, too, you could almost retrofit it to, you know, like, the every year there's, like, the knockoff M&M's that come in, like, the candy canes that nobody ever eats.
Oh, yeah, I throw those away every year.
Yeah, they're terrible. They're shoved in everybody's stockings. They're awful.
This is about the time of the year that I find them and throw them away. I'm like, well, I guess exactly. I should have ate that a while ago. Never mind.
It's smaller than a flashlight tube, so you use less material, the fleshy material, and you could keep the candy cane part, the red part that makes it look like a candy cane, and we do a fleshy cane or whatever. I don't know.
Fleshy cane. Save those. Finally get some use out of it. That, like, when somebody puts it in your stocking, you'll be like, oh, thanks.
Perfect.
Best gift I got.
Use every year.
Or you could fuck one of those.
Excuse me. Those, I'll enjoy this now.
Dollar Tootsie Roll banks drunk.
Oh, yep. We'll have to find a contact on adamandeve.com and ask where they get their flesh material, and maybe we can make a go of it. Yeah, we'll do some research, and then we'll open an Etsy store. They allow that stuff on Etsy?
I don't know.
If now we can open an Amazon warehouse.
That's probably like where the bulk comes for. It makes shipping cost more is the actual flashlight part of the fleshlight. If you could just send them the fuck sleeve to stick into a Pringles can, you save on shipping too. And you can keep the Pringles can anywhere because people will just think it's Pringles. It's covert.
Kind of like the weed hiding can of Pringles.
Is this a thing?
Oh, yeah.
Is it just a
whatever
can of
Pringles? You think of.
It's just a can of Pringles?
No, well,
or I mean, do they actually sell this as like a thing?
They sell it's the hollowed out bottom.
Yeah. Pringles can, Pepsi can, fucking white out bottle. Like literally anything you think of can think of. The head shop makes a thing you can hide your weed in.
Huh. That's it. And not only with this Pringle fleshlight thing too, people can choose their favorite flavors. So when they're getting their fuck on, they can smell sour cream and onion or barbecue or Cheez-Ums. We're
going to make a
Sour Patch Kid
lubrication that smells like sour cream and onion.
Ugh.
That's right.
They just go unscented, you know.
Yeah. Well, you're gonna have an unscented version, but you know, people are gonna want to fuck a KFC fried chicken fleshlight.
Gross. Drunk, my friend.
Gross.
Let me ask you a question.
The Olympics.
Pick of the week. The Olympics.
When's it start? Like,
you ever want, did you ever want your dick to smell like the home of the Whopper?
flame broiled center.
Happy 4th of July. Happy 4th of July to everybody.
It's about that time, isn't
and I won't be here the next 2 weeks, so the end of Euros and the end of the Copa will be happening. So all those are my picks for the next couple weeks.
Run me through those again.
The Olympics.
Okay.
Euros, Copa America, and yeah. Anything sports related from now until.
Yeah. Did you see that one country beat that other country?
I did, dude. I've come so close in my parlays the last 2 days. I should be up like $400, and I'm just one little piece away every time.
I bet on 8 different horse races on Sunday and didn't win a one of them.
Fucking France killed me yesterday. France, the favorites, lost in the round of 16. Horrible. Oh, Wimbledon. Boom. Wimbledon's going on too. So,
Travis? Pick of the week, bud?
My pick of the week is don't blow your hand off with fireworks.
Yes, please. Do not Jason Pierre-Paul it.
Just go watch one at your local.
No, go ahead. Set them off. Be safe.
Be safe. Don't wrap a bunch of sprinklers with black electrical tape as tight as you can, but leave the ends exposed and then put them in a coffee can and watch them explode, because chances are the shrapnel is going to hurt you bad.
Don't get wacky with it. That's what you're saying?
Don't get wacky with it.
Yeah. I mean, so how do you feel about the old bottle rocket wiffle ball fight? Are those...
I'm fine with that, just as I'm fine with the bottle rockets being shot out of people's asses, because, you know, the stick is not exploding, so
right,
you're good to go.
We used to do that in the 80s and the 90s, the wiffle ball bottle rocket war.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, shoot them at each other.
Yeah, I feel like that's not condoned.
You wear your lotto jacket.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
That was the time of real lawn jarts, though. So, I mean, caution to the wind
I
at that
miss
point.
Lawn jarts, something fierce.
I wore my
these
lotto.
These cornhole fucks don't know what a good time is.
I wore my lotto jacket for street hockey, too. When I was a goalie, that was my chest guard.
Yeah.
And that was what I wore to not get blown up by fireworks. Really, like, the lotto jacket was like a protection for my entire youth.
So you had the lotto jacket, but I'm sure some of your friends had the Adidas jacket as opposed to the lotto jacket.
Yeah, know? Or the starter jacket.
Starter,
some
yeah.
Had starter jacket.
But I was a fan of the lotto. It's a shame you can't find those anymore.
Yeah.
Jump on eBay. I'm sure you can. You'd just be paying a premium for nostalgia.
Yeah.
Target brought back Umbro for a time. That was fun.
You can find lotto. It's just all European and European.
You sizes. Can't. You can't. Bring back Umbro when Under Armour is still so popular. That was a real mistake.
Yeah, Umbro. I had Umbro shorts. A lot of Umbro shorts when I was a kid. And in the sixth grade, Lindsay Harrison told me that's why I couldn't get a girlfriend. It's
because you only wore Umbros?
I wore too many Umbros. She said, you have cool shirts, but then you wear those Umbro shorts, and those aren't cool anymore.
So were you supposed to wear cargo shorts?
And I was like, But I'm into I play soccer. I go to ambush games, Lindsay Harrison.
Right.
That's super funny.
So dope.
I also remember a dagger to my heart like that. And I think it was in like fifth grade. I think I wore a Bart Simpson shirt and somebody told me, hey, man, The Simpsons is still cool to watch, but it's lame to wear shirts with The Simpsons on them.
Yeah.
And I was like that. But it's only been a couple of years. What are you talking about?
Right.
I remember that till the day I die.
I had the Taz and Bugs Bunny dressed up like crisscross shirt, Travis. And nobody thought that was cool either, but I did. You know, Travis, I think that if we were in grade school together, we would have been bros.
Only if you were cool with a guy wearing his sweatpants with one leg up like LL Cool J.
I would have been perfectly fine.
Me too,
that.
For sure.
Guys,
nice.
We should go back.
For me, high school was nothing but Budweiser and Jose Cuervo t-shirts. Just to
Did you have some Big Johnson? My mom would let
me get
Big Johnson.
Shit Happens, yeah. All
Shit Happens?
Shit Happens, Big Johnson. Do you have all the
any
tourist shirts?
Co-ed naked?
Oh,
co-ed naked fishing, co-ed
volleyball.
Naked bus rides.
Yep.
No fear. I had no fear, a shitload of no fear. Guys, my pick of the week, I already said, the celebrity dating game. It's fucking garbage, but it's so great.
So, I mean, all the songs are like basically the Captain Jack Sparrow song, right?
All of a sudden, he like for Taye Diggs, he did like a You Are So Beautiful to Me, TD, you know, You Were On Grey's Anatomy, you know.
Well, you know what I'm talking about with the Captain Jack Sparrow song, right?
The Michael Bolton thing. Yeah, no, it's just like it's dumb parodies of love songs.
Yeah,
with hints.
He can still bring it. I've seen the commercials. I mean,
yeah, it's garbage, but it's so great. And Zooey Deschanel, she's trying her best, Travis. She's trying so hard.
If they don't take this opportunity on that show to bring Mark Wahlberg on and have like the Happening reunion, they're really missing the boat.
That new M. Night Shyamalan movie where they're on the beach, that looks fucking stupid, Travis. Maybe it won't be stupid, but it looks
Look stupid, but I thought the previews for the movie where the kids visit their grandparents looked stupid, and that was awesome.
What movie did the kids go visit their grandparents?
I want to say it was just called The Visit. Kids get dropped off at the grandparents and...
Was that an M. Night Shyamalan movie?
Yeah, man.
Did I miss an M. Night Shyamalan movie?
It's good. Watch it.
I don't know.
Drunk, how did I miss it?
You
got to
watch it because it's...
What?
It was a low budget indie M. Night Shyamalan movie that took me by surprise and gave me a lot more goodwill towards him. So what was his most recent stint? I guess it was.
Was
like
this the most recent one, or was this before the Unbreakable and the Glass and the Split?
This was before Split. It was right before Split, but after he produced Devil, the elevator movie.
Only M. Night Shyamalan movie I know is that Signs.
The Signs,
great movie.
How did I can't believe I missed one, Travis. The elevator movie, that was fine.
I like that movie, but he didn't direct that. He just produced it.
Yeah.
But he directed this visit. The kids visit their grandparents. That's my pick of the week for you to watch.
I'm going to watch it ASAP, Travis. And we don't have time to get into it, but I don't know if you saw it on Netflix, but Liam Neeson, he made another one of those movies, Travis.
Yeah, I see it's a Netflix original. What is this one called? Cold something?
Ice Trucker.
He's an ice road trucker, Travis. And Drunk said, they already made that one. And no, that one.
It was Snowplow.
Snowplow, yeah. Taken. This is Ice Road Trucker Taken.
Well, the Snowplow one wasn't Snowplow Taken. It was Snowplow Revenge. It was like Snowplow John Wick. You killed my kid. Now I'm going to kill your whole criminal organization.
So the mine collapses, and Liam Neeson has to ice road truck with the part they need to save the miners.
That sounds very similar to the parody movie in Daddy's Home 2, the climax of Daddy's Home 2, where they all end up at the theater, and it's like what the hell was that movie called? It was Liam Neeson and the kids, and it was like called, was it called Cold Pursuit or something? I don't remember.
No, that Cold Pursuit's real.
Oh, Cold Pursuit's the real one? Well, I don't remember what the fake one was called. But.
Right. But then there's treachery afoot because a bunch of bad guys want Liam Neeson to not save the miners.
So it's like Daylight with Sylvester Stallone or like one of the Die Hard movies.
Yeah, they want the miners to die because if the miners get out, they'll tell the secrets.
Hmm.
So then Liam Neeson has to drive a truck, but stop bad guys and save the miners. It's incredible, Travis. It's a piece of art.
It's in my list. I'll be watching that sometime in the near future.
How did you not find this for us?
What's that? It
says,
two guys recently completed the Nebraska to Aspen trip from Dumb and Dumber while on a mini bike. And it's got all these pictures.
That's amazing. Good job.
I hope one
guys.
Of them peed on the other one.
Guys, we did it. It's over now, right? Drunk, it's over.
I'm Dill Dannon.
Right. Bye, Travis. Thank you for listening to this installment of WFOD. To enjoy our back catalog, visit WFODshow.com and be sure to share the show with a friend. Thank you to our Patreon sponsors for their continued support, Amanda Napier, Liquid Lozenge, Valerie Carpenter, and Brian Kranz. If you would like to donate to keep this pirate ship afloat, visit patreon.com/WFODix. Follow us on social media, email any one of us with our name at WFODshow.com, or leave us a voicemail at 636-487-HAND. A thank you also goes out to Carl Casey at White Bat Audio for the music we used this week. Until next time, signing off. Goodbye.
I want you to know it's over.